element that speaks of you.
感谢你,
but more than that, we thank you for the symbols of our closeness with you.
主啊,我们更要感谢,
May they be a mark of our life, all of our life.
Amen.
Amen. If you turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 11, or 22, excuse me.
请大家打开圣经, 路加福音22章11节。
verse 14 through 20. And when the hour came, he reclined at the table and the apostles with him.
时候到了,耶稣坐席,使徒也和他同坐。
And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
耶稣对他们说,我很愿意在受害以前和你们吃这逾越节的筵席。
For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
我告诉你,我不再吃这筵席,直到成就在神的国里。
And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves.
耶稣接过杯来,祝谢了,说,你们拿这个,大家分着喝。
For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.
我告诉你们,从今以后,我不再喝这葡萄汁,直到神的国来到。
And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
用拿起饼来祝谢了,就拨开,递给他们说,这是我的身体为你们舍的,你们也应当如此行,为的是纪念我。
And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说,这杯是我血所立的新约,是为你们流出来的。
2 years ago, the University of Pennsylvania at the Museum of Anthropology and Archaeology had a wonderful display.
2年前,宾大的那个人类学和考古学那个博物馆,就宾大博物馆,有一个很好的那个展览。
It was around the whole display of the discovery of King Midas.
大家如果知道,就是这个是和那个 King Midas 有关的。
It was dated around 740 BC.
是主前740年前的事。
Midas threw a wonderful wake for his father, Gordius.
那时候呢，这个Midas这个国王呢，为他父亲去世的那个葬礼呢，有了个很大的筵席。
Now, before placing the body and the remaining and the serving dishes, wooden tables, and the food remains of all of the extensive funeral banquet into what is considered the oldest wooden house in the world.
随后呢,他们就把这个国王的身体,还有很多陪葬的,很多吃的,这个盘呀,都放在一个很老的一个古的这个木房子里。这个木房子据称是世界上最古的一个木房。It
was sealed away for 3,000 years under 17 stories high of mound of dirt in Turkey.
然后呢,就是在土耳其那个地方。 埋起来了,然后那个土呢,大概有17层楼高,在那个底下。
Now for the meal, they had hearty lamb and lentil stew.
那么他们那个葬礼上吃了什么呢? 他们吃了很多羊肉和汤。
Caramelized fennel tarts.
然后吃了那个糖果,水果。
onion,那就是...
洋葱,但是是放糖的。
Chicken currant dolmens.
然后呢,鸡的那个鸡肉和一些水果做起来。
I can tell you're a chef, right?
Yeah.
Meze, I have to check on this. Meze type salad.
然后有一些那个水果沙拉了。
and white chocolate truffles.
然后他那时候就已经白的巧克力的那个 truffle 那个饼干了。
All washed down with pomegranate juice.
然后呢，他们喝的什么呢？他们喝的是石榴汁，对。
And a quote unquote sweet yet dry beer.
然后呢，另外就是有一个甜的或者是干的那个啤酒。
Now how do we know all of this?
但是我们怎么知道这些呢？
The food was reverse engineered by a biomolecular archaeologist.
然后这个吃的呢是通过他们一个分子生物学的考古学家，然后呢他就从那个食物里再返回来看这个他是怎么做的。
From the residue of the food in the bottom of the serving dishes.
他就是从那个这个盘子底下都不是还有一些剩的。都食物那从那里找出来给它研究出来
because we believe there were no women there
但是呢那时候呢是没有妇女的这个
who would have straightened it all up washed it all out and make sure it was nice
如果有的话他们就会给它弄得很干净那就没有了
however if you're interested the beer that they actually had is created by Dogfish Brewery
如果你感兴趣的话就在达拉瓦州有一个地方叫 Dogfish Head 就是狗鱼头的一个做酒的地方他们把那个啤酒又重新做出来了现在在卖
and it's called Midas Touch
然后那个酒呢叫 Midas Touch 就是 Midas 碰的那个 Midas Touch 实际上是有典故的如果大家不知道的话那可以以后问一下那个意思
I can't comment because I don't drink beer
我不知道怎么说，因为我不喝啤酒。
But my kids do.
但是我的孩子们喜欢喝。
Now, sometimes some of us think, myself included, that we come to the communion service believing that because we know the menu, we fully grasp what happened that evening with Jesus and his disciples.
那像我们领圣餐的时候，我们就会想，也许我们会认为。我们知道那天，主耶稣被害前的那一天，厨师他们那个筵席上吃了什么，那我们也就知道那吃的什么东西是什么意思。
However, we fail to understand the jarring aspect of Jesus taking over the age-old escape from Egypt and slavery celebration.
但是呢我们也许不会领会到耶稣用这个意思实际上也在提醒他们从耶稣为从耶摩西带犹太人从埃及为奴之地出来的那些情况
He was issuing the new covenant and with it the new freedom
那耶稣呢是在给他们一个新约然后呢给他一个新的自由
He did so with a meal where he is both the host and more.
然后呢，他怎么做呢？他就是这个筵席呢，耶稣就是主人。
So we'll look at Luke 22.
那么我们路加福音二十二章这段经文。
And break it into three couplets.
那我可以给它分成三个小部分。
First, our host's delight, verses 15 and 16.
第一个就是我们的。主人很开心见到我们这就是第十四节十五节
Second, our host's provision with a promise verses 17 and 18
那十六节和十七节就是主人呢给我们的应许然后给我们的吃的
And finally, our host's sacrifice verses 19 and 20
那十九节和二十节呢就是我们的主人为我们所献上所牺牲的
Now, just a few words of introduction to remind us all about the starting of the Passover meal.
那我再给大家解释一下，这逾越节这个筵席又是什么意思
？As the nation of Israel was finishing 400 years of slavery,
那以色列这个国在埃及为奴四百年。
God sent his prophet Moses to lead them out of bondage to a new country he had promised to them.
那么上帝呢差派了他的先知就是摩西带领犹太人从 埃及为奴之地到应许之地。
However, the first time Moses appeared before Pharaoh to ask him or demand of him to let God's people go,
但是呢，第一次摩西到那个法老面前说让我的百姓离开。
The heart of the leader was hardened against the idea.
那法老的心就硬了，就不让他们离开嘛。
As Moses considered this seeming failure of his leadership,
那摩西呢就觉得他领导领袖做得很失败了。
God encouraged him to keep to the script and watch how systematically God would destroy the myth of the country's gods.
那上帝呢就让摩西，你听我所做的啊，按照这一步一步来，让。这个埃及看到上帝是怎么惩罚他们。
The last of these confrontations was between the Pharaoh who protected his people's lives.
那最后这个征战呢是这个法老，他当然是代表埃及国家的利益，埃及人民的利益。
And the angel of death God unleashed to take the life of the firstborn of man and beast.
那另外一边呢？就是上帝所差派的天死亡天使，上帝来夺了他们埃及人投胎，不管是人还是动物的命。
Unless they were in a house where, by faith in God's warning, the blood of an innocent lamb had been placed upon the door frame.
那但是呢，如果他们住在一个院子里，这个院子的门是用这无辜的羔羊的血涂抹了，那这个家就不被受害。
And so the meal called the Passover or Seder commemorates that transit of death and slavery into the life of freedom and worship of their living God.
那犹太人就用这个逾越节来纪念他们从这个为奴之地。然后到上帝的应许之地的那一夜。
That is until the time of Christ.
当然了，耶稣到了以后呢，就不一样了。
The promised leader who came to lead us out of slavery to sin and into the freedom of grace.
那耶稣是神所应许的另外一个领袖，带领我们从罪恶的捆绑到自由光明之中去。
So first, let's look at our host's delight.
那现在呢，再看一下我们的主人是怎么很开心的见到我们。
Jesus says that he earnestly desired to celebrate this Passover before his crucifixion.
耶稣给他们说，说是我很愿意在受害以前和你们吃这个逾越节的宴席。
Why was he so excited about it?
那为什么主耶稣很激动很高兴？
Again, more than celebrating the past, Christ was coming to bring something new.
这个不仅仅是在纪念过去的事，耶稣在带领我们一些新事。
Christ was anticipating the completion of the old covenant.
耶稣基督是在这个时候期望着旧约已经终止，现在一个新约就要开始。
He was also going to give the sacrifice of his life to inaugurate the new covenant.
耶稣献上他自己的生命，以此纪念新约的开始。
His promise is that as the leader of that new covenant, he would do so with mercy and grace.
那么他的应许就是他。主持了这个新的新约，那么他就会满有怜悯，满有恩典。
We would say out with the old and in with the new.
那我们当然就说了，旧的就离开了，新的来了。
The message, a translation of the Bible, states it this way.
那圣经中的信息是什么呢？
You've no idea how much I have looked forward to eating this Passover meal with you before I enter my time of suffering.
就是我要去受害了，但是呢，你们可能对我多开心、多高兴，和你们一起领这个筵席，你们可能不理解。
You see, it's not just because Christ had such a close relationship with those men.
耶稣基督不仅仅和那些就是他的门徒有很亲密的关系。
But rather, it's his delight to officially introduce the new covenant, which he would mediate through his own death.
他实际上是在说，这个新约通过他的死和我们建立的一个新约。
So it begs the question, do we come to communion understanding our Lord's deep desire to meet with us?
那这就有个问题了，当我们在领圣餐的时候，我们是不是理解主耶稣基督那个很激动的心，就是希望我们和他一起领这个圣餐。
Do we understand the deep desire he has for intimacy with each one of us?
那他很愿意和我们有很亲密的关系，我们是不是懂得呢？
Which leads to the second point of our host's provision with a promise.
那下面就讲第二点就是神的应许。
It's interesting that in this passage from Luke 22,
那么在这路加福音第二十二章呢，有一个很有趣的信息。
The first thing we hear is about the cup of wine.
I'm sorry. 我们第一件事先听到的实际上是那个杯。那个酒杯。
But doesn't the bread come before the wine?
但是我们领圣餐的总是先是饼后是杯。
But again, the idea is that Jesus was doing something new.
这里呢讲呢，耶稣呢是在做一件新事。
And so as a result, let's step back and first consider the fact that he gives something to us.
让我们回头想一想。这个事实上是他给了我们一些东西。
And don't you always say thanks when you receive something?
那么，当我们接受别人的赠予的话，我们是不是应该说谢谢你啊？
And so we have gratitude for that.
那么我们感谢主。
Now in the Seder meal, the Passover meal, there were four cups of wine.
那么在逾越节的筵席上呢，实际上有四杯酒。
Oral Jewish tradition said that a man must have all four glasses, even if he has to sell all of his possessions in order to purchase the wine.
那古的那个犹太人的规矩是说，你作为一个人，男人，这四杯酒都得喝。然后呢，你要是就是你没钱，你把你所有的财产都卖掉，你也得喝这四杯酒。
The first cup of wine was called the Kadesh, and it is to relax and come away from the pressing agenda of life.
那第一杯酒呢叫 Kadesh, 就是让你呢从你的生活的困苦和忙碌之中离开来，然后呢得一些平安。
It's to leave busyness behind and enter into timeless space which transcends the mundane.
就是让我们从我们生命中的劳碌中离开，到一个很享受、很平和的一个那个人的这个生活意境中。
When the Passover meal was initiated, it was in Egypt long time ago.
那这个逾越节筵席当然源头开始在很久。以前是在从埃及地开始的嘛。
It was during the gut-wrenching nervousness of hoping and trusting that their firstborns were safe that night.
然后那时候当然他犹太人是很害怕的，那他们的头生是不是也会被主的天使给杀掉了呢？
This was the tipping point of faith.
这个就是信心。
Everyone was poised to leave the country, and so the meal was rushed.
然后呢，当然了，大家都急着要离开埃及嘛，所以吃这个筵席是很忙、很急促的吃掉的。
Their traveling clothes were on their backs.
他们的衣服都已经穿上了他们要走路的衣服。
And yet, with their urgency, there was still an understanding that it was their living God who was rescuing them.
尽管在这是很紧张的情况下，他们喝这杯，意识到是他们又真又活的神在带领他们离开埃及。
And now, rather than working 7 days a week, and rather than being identified as the lowest of society,
在那个时候呢，他们是社会的最底层，而且一个星期七天都在做工。
They were going forth in freedom with gifts of silver and gold from their former masters.
他们就离开了，他们向自由开始。然后走的之前呢，他们原来的主人还要把金子银子送给他们。
No doubt, many were focused on safety rather than celebrating their newfound freedom.
当然，在那个时候，很多人是为了他们安全担忧，而不是为他们已经得到了这个自由而开心。
But even that would come later.
但是那个呢，后面会有。
And though their departure from Egypt was to worship their God, was really for longer than originally planned.
当然，他们离开埃及，他们给的原因是他们要到外面去敬拜他们的神嘛。这个敬拜呢，这个要用的时间呢，比原来要想的要长得多。
The reality is they did go to a different landscape to worship God.
但是呢，确实是现实中他们确实到另外一个地方，然后敬拜神了。
There was just a few years added so that they would really get to know this new God who had given them freedom.
当然，中间呢加了好多年。通过这个他们才真正的认识了这位神给他们自由的这位神。
It begs the question, do we come to communion to celebrate that freedom?
当然了，你就要问我们来到这个圣餐桌前，我们是不是也在纪念我们的自由呢？
Sometimes we rush into things so much, we forget to put them into perspective.
在我们生活中，我们经常会急忙地做一些事，我们就忘了把这些事放在这个生命的这个大的这个目标里来看一看。
Sometimes we get so busy, we forget who we are.
那么我们很忙，我们就忘了我们是谁呀。
Sometimes we get so busy, we forget who our God is.
那么有时候我们很忙，我们都忘了我们的神。
This is when we are supposed to pull away.And to spend time with our God in freedom.
这个圣餐呢，就是让我们呢远离那些世俗的忙碌和紧急，然后呢和上帝和主度过一段时间。
And Jesus celebrates this with a promise, a pledge, if you will.
那耶稣在做纪念这件事的时候呢，给大家了一个应许。
He told his disciples that day, "We participate together now, just prior to my start of this new covenant."
那在那一天，他对门徒说，今天就是这个新约的开始，就从这个筵席开始。
And I promise this celebration will not stop until we're all back together again in the kingdom.
那我向你应许，这个纪念不会终止。你要终止也是到将来我们再见主面的时候。
Do we celebrate this communion looking forward to that day?
那我又要问大家，我们领圣餐的时候是不是想到我们很向往那一天和主再见面的那一天？
As one commentator wrote, this is no vow of abstinence.
那有一个解经学家就写了，就是这个不是 abstinence， 就是不使用的那个。
No doubt, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Right， 这是不是说我们在做一个宣誓，我们不再做这些事
？But a prophetic anticipation。
但是呢，是一个有先知般的这种应许。
In fact, Jesus is saying that as soon as everyone who is saved under this new covenant is in.
这里耶稣实际上是在说，说是当所有的在这个新约的人得救的时候，
then we get the final celebration.
那我们就一起做一个最后的庆祝。
This is a mark in that celebration.
这个就是那个纪念的庆祝的印记。
Our Christ meets with us and is delighted to do so.
我们的主很开心地见到我们，然后呢和我们一起用宴席。
Because it keeps that promise alive before us.
他在我们之前就完成了他的应许。
which leads to the third point, our host's sacrifice.
那现在就是我们最后一点，就是主耶稣的献祭。
Blessed are you, Lord God, King of the world, who brings bread out of the earth.
那就是向你祝福啊，我们的主，我们的神啊，你是世界的主宰，你让地上出产这个面包。
This is the blessing in the Passover Seder, just before the matzah bread is given to everyone.
这个就是在那个啊。犹太人的逾越节前面，他们会讲这个祝福。
But here is where Jesus hijacks the old covenant and brings in the new.
这里呢，就是耶稣呢，就把旧的约改换成了新的约。
Because he adds the words, "Given for you, do this in remembrance of your escape from Egypt." No, of me.
那主耶稣这里是说呢，这些是为你所设立的，然后你做这事呢，你要纪念，你纪念神的吗？不仅仅是纪念你要从埃及出来，是你要纪念我为你所设的。
So with our wonderful perspective of post-resurrection,
那现在呢，我们当然是耶稣已经复活以后了，那我们再回头看呢
，and post-Pentecost。
然后呢，也是五旬节以后了。
And post apostolic day with the written word of God.
然后也从那个使徒年代已经也过去了。
The brilliance of the new covenant provided through the body and blood of Christ is the foundation of our hope and belief.
那我们当然现在就知道了，我们的希望的根基是就是主耶稣在十字架上成就。
We can constantly trace throughout the Bible.All of the covenants that build up to this perfect one mediated by Christ.
当然我们从圣经从旧约开始我们都可以看出最终耶稣基督设立圣餐的这个目标。
And we can trace it all the way to, through to Revelation at the end of the time.
当然呢我们也可以继续看出来在、啊、新约的最后一本卷书啊启示录也能看出神的旨意。
However, the single most important element of all this theological truth is that we have Jesus.
但是呢，在通过这个所有的圣经的很多神学的讨论之中，我们记住一点，就是我们有耶稣基督。
Jesus gives himself to us.
耶稣基督把他舍了给我们。
His sacrifice was to pay for the new covenant.
他献上他自己，就使得哦这个新约可以开始。
But his resurrection is that we might live to know him and be with him forever.
那他的复活就让我们知道，我们可以更好的认识他啊，在他里边，我们可以更好的爱他。
Dr. Boyce, in his commentary about the life of Moses,
Boyce 博士呢，他写了本书啊，讲摩西的。
Talks about Leviticus 17:11.
他讲那个利未记的十七章和十一节。
Which reads, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls." For it is the blood that makes atonement by the life.
十七章十一节，生命记，啊，是这样说的。十七章十一节，啊，嗯，利未记，哦 ，sorry， 搞错了。
No worries. I think
yes. 十七章十一节。因为活物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪。因血里有生命，所以能赎罪。
Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness and no deliverance from sin.
不流血，那就不能从罪中啊获自由。
And that's why John the Baptist identified Jesus as the Lamb of God.
这也是为什么施洗约翰说啊，耶稣基督就是上帝所赐的羔羊。
Salvation is when we believe Jesus made this sacrifice for us.
啊，救恩呢，就是我们认识到，我们也相信耶稣基督所献上的，成就了我们的救恩。
I said earlier there were four cups of wine in the Passover service.
那么我前面我说了，在这个逾越节的筵席有四杯酒。
The third cup is called the Berak, the cup of blessing.
那第三杯呢，就是叫 Berak， 他就说是这是啊祝福的杯。
Isn't it plausible, but also wouldn't it be so wonderful if that was the actual cup that Jesus gave for starting this new ceremony?
或许，耶稣就是拿了那个杯，第三杯。在这个啊逾越节的筵席，最后的逾越节的筵席，赐福给他的门徒的。
The cup of blessing being so much more for us，
就是祝福的杯，为我们所拯救了这么多。
Indeed, it is God Himself who is feeding us。
确实是上帝在喂养我们。
Our God incarnate who sacrifices Himself for us。
啊，我们的主，啊，他自己献上为了我们。
Our God who blesses us。
我们的主啊，为我们祝福。
Indeed, this is what our Jesus delights in.
这也就是我们的主耶稣所开心、所满意的地方。
It is not just providing for our salvation, but being with us in life.
他不仅仅为我们提供了救恩，在我们的生命中，他也伴随着我们。
Let me suggest three takeaways.
那我这里呢，就向大家呢有三个建议。
As we enter into the feast, or have just celebrated, allow God to feed you.
那让我们领圣餐的时候，我们刚领了圣餐，就让我们允许我们的神来喂养我们。
We should delight in the fact that our Jesus is the one who hosts this feast.
我们也应该很喜乐，确实是主耶稣在主持这个筵席，主耶稣在喂养我们。
It is not the elders.
不是这些长老们在喂养你。
It is not the church.
也不是这个教会在喂养你。
It is Jesus Himself.
是主耶稣他自己来喂养。
Second, let's grow beyond the feast.
那么，第二呢，就是我们要成长，我们在这个筵席以外要有更好的成长。
We often talk about how Jesus sacrificed His life for us, and that's true.
我们常说主耶稣基督把他的生命献上为了我们，确实是，这是很真实。
But have you ever thought that He sacrificed His holiness for us?
你是不是知道耶稣基督把他的圣洁也献上？
His relationship with the Father was pure and unbroken.
他和天父的关系是纯洁的，是不可分割的。
But he was willing to sacrifice his holiness and take on our sin.
但是他把他那个圣洁也都献上，因为他去代把我们的罪给带上。
Is our love so thin that we would not also desire?
那我们的爱是
？I'm sorry. Is our love so thin that we would not also desire with every fiber of our energy to devote our lives to embody holiness in the same way? That's a mouthful.
And also, it's so lovely, I cannot translate it. Yeah, this is...
Okay. Can you get the essence?
Yeah, the essence is that...
We should strive after holiness. Is our love so small that we should not also pursue holiness?
就是我们对主的爱不是很深的，但是我们要更深爱主。那我们更深爱主，就是我们也要像主耶稣一样纯洁。
That's why when we come together, it is to bask in our Lord's delight and love.
那么我们就应该来这里，就在主耶稣基督的光、主耶稣基督的爱中享受圣餐。
But we don't do this alone. We do it with others.
当然我们也不是孤零零的在做，我们和弟兄姐妹们一起做。
See, that's why Jesus wanted to celebrate not in loneliness but with His people.
主耶稣基督纪念逾越节，他不是他单独的在里享受这逾越节的宴席，他和他的门徒在一起。
His delight is being in the midst of His people, knowing that we have a promise which will be fulfilled when we're all together in heaven.
他的满足，他的喜乐，也就是这个，他用这个纪念在新约里面，我们将来一起和他在天堂里可以享受神的公义。
This is something to celebrate.
这是我们所可以庆祝的。
Good, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for what Jesus has given to us in Himself.
他的天父，我们感谢你，我们感谢你，耶稣基督把他自己献上给了我们。
We pray that we would never forget His deep desire to be with us.
我们向你祷告，向你祈求，让我们永远不要忘记主耶稣基督是那么的想和我们在一起。
His provision for us.
他向我们所供给的。
And most of all, His presence with us.
他和我们同在。
May we share this same deep love and affection for each other.
主啊，也祈求你保守我们，在我们弟兄姐妹中间也分享他和我啊，他给我们的爱。
Knowing that Christ loved the person who is sitting beside us the same way.
然后我们也都认识意识到，主耶稣基督爱我们，也爱我们旁边坐的那位。
As we raise our voices in praise.
让我们敞开我们的喉咙献上我们的感恩。
May you be blessed as well.
主啊，也向你祝福。
For it's in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
阿门。
阿门。